with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that is expanding globally, that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. Congratulations on your global expansion, Melody, for Ariel.
Thank you. I'm just back from Australia. We were also in Hong Kong, but we opened an office in Australia last year. I went to see it.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, this is a very important topic. I don't really understand how you could lose or not know where your 401k accounts are.
It's really easy, and this question is actually coming from our listeners. They want to know, what do you do if you can't find your 401k? And the reason that's possible is the average American will have 11 jobs in their lifetime. So because we move around a lot in terms of employment, sometimes accounts are forgotten or lost. But because they're holding your money and obviously your financial future, you want to make sure you track them down.
Well, don't they mail you a statement?
They do mail you statements, but maybe it's
maybe
been
you moved.
Many employers ago, you've lost the statements, you can't find them. You can contact your previous employer and ask them to provide you with the plan administrator information. That's the person who takes care of the plan, and then you can contact that person. You may not even be sure if you participated or not. So you might want to contact and ask them if you've ever participated in the 401k plan. And in that situation, you want to have your full name, your Social Security number, and the dates you work for the company.
What if your old employer is out of business or merged?
That's exactly right. So again, when you ask how could you lose it, you might have a situation your old employer merged with another company, went bankrupt, relocated. There could be a lot of things that could have happened, which makes it very, very hard to locate the plan. So again, there you want to try to find an old 401k plan statement to see if you can find contact information for the plan administrator. You might even call a former friend that worked at the employer, a former employee, to see if they still have the records. That might be a way to go.
Mm. But so you could just have money just surprise money, huh?
Sitting in lots of places. Now, let's say you try all of those options and it doesn't work. You have some other options. Every company is required to file with something called a Form 5500 with the government. So you can actually search for your employer's Form 5500. There are a number of websites that provide them. One is freearisa.com, freearisa.com. And if you can find the 5500 on an old plan, that will have contact information. There's also a National Registry of Unclaimed Benefits. And you can see if your employer has listed you as a missing participant. And that's a nationwide secure database listing of retirement plan account balances that have been left unclaimed. So just for this issue. Last but not least, because you can see this is a real situation for a lot of people, the Labor Department has something called an abandoned plan database. And you can look there to see if your plan has been terminated or the name of the qualified termination administrator. So I know that's a lot of information, but the government has options for you as well to search the Form 5500, to check the National Registry of Unclaimed Benefits, or check the Labor Department's Abandoned Plan website.
And we just go online and look under those?
Exactly.
Okay.
And the question you might have is, if you find it,
what do you do then?
Would most suggest you roll it over into an IRA. You may be able to even roll it over into your current 401k plan. So do your best to keep this money together in one place.
Okay. More about this on blackamericaweb.com.